There are five girls on each table, five guys on each table. Every 5 minutes, the guys rotate from table to table, so you get to meet everyone within a few hours.
This is how Shabana Khurshi and hundreds of other young American Muslims hope to find a spouse. Since conservative Muslims frown upon dating in the traditional Western sense, this banquet, and others like it in other cities, offer a modern twist to finding a lifelong mate. Shamsat Hussain is one of the organizers.
In Islam, free mixing of sexes is not allowed. And you are supposed to have some kind of somebody to look you when you are talking to other sex.
What makes this uniquely Muslim is the large number of parents who accompany their children. Nashura Ahmad is one of them.
I'm here to attend the matrimonial session with my son, who's 30-year-old, who's a physician, who's a third-year psychiatry resident at University of Kansas. And he is, because we Muslims, as you know very well, we don't date. And so he's trying to meet somebody in a setting, you know, which is conducive to his Islamic faith.
The participants are mostly young professionals who live and work in the U.S. But for most, like Ghassan Mashour, finding a Muslim spouse is a priority.
It's very important to me to have someone who's a practicing Muslim. I want someone who's going to help me in my faith, and I want a family that's Muslim.
For that reason, gatherings like this attract hundreds of young Muslim singles, including Anila Jury.
A lot of people are very busy, and it's hard to come across or have time to meet people. And it's also hard to come across Muslim people, men. So I think this is a good way to get to know some potentials and people who are also interested in getting married as well.
Yet with only a few minutes with each group, Mashour says making a love connection is a challenge.
So it's a little bit of an awkward format, but it gives you enough time to see whether you would be interested in contacting the person later on. So you get someone's contact information, and that way you can contact them later on if you're interested.
Organizers say the banquets have produced many successful marriages in the past. This year's participants all hope to be among the lucky ones to find true love at this year's gathering. For producers Ade Astuti and Susie Takunin, Jim Bertel, VOA News.